This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CDOT reopened the westbound deck of I-70 through Glenwood Canyon today. Crews finished repaving the lanes, work that was delayed because of the Grizzly Creek fire. During the repairs, CDOT had shifted westbound traffic to one lane of the eastbound deck of I-170. Travelers in both directions should still expect some lane closings east of Glenwood Springs. The Colorado Automobile Dealers Association says overall sales through August were down about 16% compared to the same period last year, but that's less severe than the 30% drop in the spring when dealers closed because of the pandemic. Association spokesman Tim Jackson says inventory is still a problem.
We only have 10 to 30% of what we typically have in inventory on our lots. We've never really experienced anything like this, and hope we don't ever have to again, frankly.
Carmakers shut down production earlier this year for weeks, which also pushed up prices on used cars. Colorado might adopt the biggest statewide oil and gas drilling setbacks in the country. The Colorado Sun reports the State Oil and Gas Conservation Commission unanimously backed the standard of 2,000 feet between well pads and schools and homes in an informal vote last night. The final vote will be held in November. It's 85 degrees in Denver. It's 90 in Colorado Springs, 93 in Pueblo. Red flag warning tonight for the mountains.